Good morning. Well, we have the corn and soybeans a little bit firmer this morning, having taken out yesterday's highs. But yesterday was a real surprise as to the strength that the market had. It would almost appear that the market rallied pretty much mostly on hype yesterday. The talk that we had, the weather, the El Nino supercharging, extreme weather conditions globally, pushing ecological agricultural systems to their limits, and of course, talking about the weather in Spain, Greece, Italy, and especially France, the EU's number one corn producing country. And so the market has pushed a little bit higher, has not had near the power this morning that it had yesterday. It is possible we could even see the market pull back a little bit in here today, and then maybe we push again to try to finish this week out firmer. It is not uncommon over the years to have a rally into the 4th of July, pretty traditional, and then peak right after the 4th of July, sometimes peaking around the 7th, 8th of the month. So we'll want to keep an eye on this. The market has yet to make higher highs, especially for the soybeans and November beans. That contract high is 1214, and 1204 is a 20 quarter moving average of resistance, and $12 is a little psychological. Therefore, we got to 1198 and I think a half overnight. That may be enough. We'll see. It's nice to see this rally back, and of course, the market continues to have lots of talk, which was also in yesterday's market, about Chinese pricing of U.S. soybeans and maybe having bought up to 10 cargoes of beans from the U.S. But again, no confirmations. This is Sue Martin with Ag and Investment Services. Have a great day.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.